This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Nothing much cooler than an announcement from the Spice Girls that we have been waiting for years, Gemma Maddox. This is so exciting.
I know, they've been saying like, yeah, we're going on tour, yeah, we're not, and now it's official.
This is how they announced it in a 4-frame video that went out on their social media the other day.
Hello, ladies, I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
I think you'll find you are, in fact, wearing a sparkly blue dress.
We're going on tour.
It's people need to see it to believe it.
Seriously, we can't be falling out now if we're going on tour.
La, la, la.
Come on, girls.
Joining us now is the Spice Girls with the shock announcement of their UK tour.
Now, that harmony that we just heard, that 4-part harmony, literally gave me goosebumps the first time I heard it.
Oh, same here. Just, I cannot wait for this. Not that I can go, but I've seen them before.
You've actually seen them. Yeah, I was going to say, you've seen them live. Like,
yeah.
When did this happen? When was this?
I think it was 2007 or 2008 or 2009, one of the years.
One they of did those. That's a pretty big window.
Yeah. They did a reunion in London when I was there at the O2 Arena. So I went with it with my stepmom. So,
I
got to see all of them together.
That is awesome. That would have been incredible. So this time, it's not going to be all of them together, in fact. Mm. So posh Victoria Beckham, not going to be joining the tour, but they're saying she'll still pocket millions of dollars off the royalties from things like the logo. So whenever they display the Spice Girls logo, there's a royalty fee attached to that. Obviously, she's got royalties for the songwriting on the songs as well. So she's still going to be minted off it, which is not bad, just sitting there, you know, chilling out.
And I also heard the other day that apparently she might show up at one of the shows.
Oh, that would be good. That would just make it all come together, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Interesting to me, though, is the choice of support act. Like, Jess Glynn is great and all. Good singer.
Yeah.
Good tunes. But this doesn't feel like the kind of epic, you know, wow moment that you want to open up a Spice Girls show.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have someone maybe like Cheryl Cole or Anne Marie.
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe. Like something a bit more up and party and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Still going to be great. You can see him in June next year if you're in the UK, and rumours of a world tour are swirling at the moment, so we'll keep you posted on that one.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
I'm super excited for this new hit, Nick. So Poppy, you may know her, you may not. She's a YouTube personality. She's from America. She was making all these weird kind of YouTube videos, and she's also a singer and very mysterious as well. Like, she's been so secretive, but has only just like opened up.
Yeah, I've seen this girl on YouTube over the years. She is like a freakishly doll-like person who speaks with a very soft voice, and it's kind of a bit ASMR-y.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's really weird. Shall we hear some of her?
Yes, so she's just dropped her album, Am I a Girl? And this is what the album's about.
Album is about fashion and questioning gender and identity, and I hope it makes people feel fabulous.
She doesn't really say too much in her interviews.
I can't cope with her voice. It's so good. And she says it all with a straight face. She doesn't smile. She doesn't laugh. She doesn't
No, she doesn't.
I love the whole concept, and it's been going for years and years and years. She has been this one thing and never broken character, and I just want to know more about her, and I love that the mystery is always going to be there.
And for like her album as well, it's pretty weird collaboration for her to have worked with Diplo on it and also Fernando Garibay, who's behind Lady Gaga's Born This Way album.
That's such a good group of collaborators. I mean, Diplo is often into kind of weird stuff. I think he sees stuff around and goes, oh, that's kind of cool. I want to know more about it. And he gets himself involved with those projects.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? And like her previous songs were kind of like bubblegum pop, but this album is kind of like synth pop, and this song, Hard Feelings, which is one of her singles off the album. It's kind of like a pop rock kind of song. It's got like these massive guitar strings, and yeah, as soon as the chorus hits, you're like, oh my God, this song.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
But nice to see earlier this week, Demi Lovato back on the socials having a yak with her fans. She took to Instagram, as they say, on election day of the midterm elections, which happened this week in the US. She posted a pic of her casting her vote. She's looking healthy. She's looking happy. She's looking well. She's wearing a nice denim jacket. jacket. And she said, I'm so grateful to be home in time to vote. One vote can make a huge difference. So make sure that your voice is heard. Go out and vote now. So good to see her back and actually just doing her thing again.
Oh, I love her so much. And I'm so glad because, like, she could have almost died. So the fact that, you know, she looks so happy and healthy, it's just so amazing to see her, you know, she's like glowing, so.
Absolutely glowing. I mean, she's taking things very slowly. She's getting out and about. She's being seen by the paparazzi every now and then, just sort of gradually getting back into her life, which is all you can ask after you have a big fall down. But yeah, we're really, really proud to hear that because I think she's a good kid. Good kid.
Yeah, she is. And she's been through so much. So hopefully, you know, she does have the right people around her, which she looks like she does to, you know, be there for her.
She does. And she voted. Good on her. Well done.
Go, Demi.
This week tonight's double whammy.
Earlier this week, the Europe MTV Music Awards took place in Spain, which is massive. So many big names were there. You had Hailee Steinfeld hosting the event.
That's an interesting choice of host.
Yeah, it's pretty random. But
yeah, I didn't actually get a chance to watch any of it, but did you see any? Was she any good?
Yeah, she was amazing. And also, because she's an actor as well, she, like, suits it.
Yeah, I think like actors transition into that quite well because they're quite good at they can act professional and they can act like they know they've got their shit together, even if they don't.
Exactly. So I thought in the double whammy, we'd do two songs of two artists that played and absolutely nailed their performances. So we're going to get on Halsey's Without Me very soon. So she literally performed up on stage, there was rain pouring down and it was just incredible. Like, she was soaking wet and performing.
I'm always so impressed with those performances where rain comes down because I'm like, well, I always just think about the equipment and the electronics that they've probably got on them to sing. I'm like, how are they not getting zapped by the microphone?
Yeah, like, how does it work?
I love that my first concern isn't, like, how cool it looks. It's the safety of the artist involved.
It's good, though. Yeah, safety is very important. But the one who absolutely nailed it was Bebe Rexha. So she performed her hit I'm a Mess and she started off in a bathtub and she was wearing this red outfit. She had all dancers dressed in white. It was really amazing. It's, yeah, one of those performances where you're like, oh my God, because a lot went into it.
I'm a Mess, as we've discussed on this show many a time, including the time we had Bebe on the show, is one of those hits that just will not go away, and I'm so okay with it. They're like waiting for it to become a number one all over the world, and then they'll move on to the next thing.
This Week Tonight with Gemma and Nick Kelly.
And if you have gone and seen Taylor Swift in the last couple of weeks around the country and gotten there early enough, you would have seen broods opening up in the stadiums around the country. And we welcome them to the show right now. Caleb and Georgia, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
You, my love, Georgia, are wearing peach earrings right now, the name of your single. Are these specially designed?
I got them made.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
Toy.
So are they, like, specifically for you, or are you thinking of doing a merch sort of situation?
Well, I feel like this would be beautiful merch, wouldn't it? Should I do them for merch?
I reckon,
People would get them.
How much would it cost, though? Because I know earrings are quite expensive to make.
Well,
I reckon, like,
it's got $50
bucks
to make.
And then you've got to make a profit on top, so, you know, you sort of have to mark it up.
You should do a poll on Twitter. That's if we made them ourselves,
maybe.
What have you learned from Twitter poll throughout your life?
What's Twitter poll?
You can do polls on Twitter.
Ah.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Twitter for I should probably not share that.
No,
I don't even think I'm logged in.
Because you guys just have like a joint account, right? As at Broods Music. Is there any particular thinking behind that, not having like personal accounts? Because I think that's now quite uncommon for, you know, a sort of act.
We were just thinking about that actually, and I was going through my, because I've got like a Peaches Magenta account that ever since we released Peach and I told people that my alter ego is Peaches Magenta, I've got like 370 friend requests. And I'm like, I'm like, should I make it public? And then I'm going through my photos and I'm like, this is a shit Instagram.
Is Peaches Magenta like your, they call it a Finsta? Like a sort of, like just post whatever?
It's weird because Peaches Magenta is like the best version of me, but also
the
like
ultimate Georgia.
The ultimate Georgia. But sometimes the ultimate Georgia is just like when I don't really care about what the other people think. And then so to other people, it will probably be like not ultimate Georgia.
Yeah. But it's the most true, authentic Georgia, right?
Yes. It's the best version of me in my eyes.
That's the best thing to be, so.
And then it's really exhausting to be here sometimes, so I just have to chill out and sleep for a week.
And what do you do in your downtime to relax?
Sleep.
Just sleep? Always good.
Mostly.
All or nothing here.
Sleep and eat.
That's good. You know, you commit to something. You focus on one thing. Focus on one activity.
Yeah. I can't do things half-assed. So if I sleep, I'm sleeping for a long time. If I'm partying, I'm partying for a long time.
Yep.
If I'm eating, I'm like...
Actually, I'm kind of the same.
5 meals a day.
It's like, yeah. It's almost like binge sleeping. It's
yeah,
like
really I'm such a binge sleeper.
Oh, that's why we get along.
And then you wake up and you're more tired than you were when you went to sleep.
Exactly.
A vicious cycle of never getting out of bed.
This Week Tonight with Gemma Nick Kelly.
Broods are here.
Hello.
So guys, obviously at the moment the big single is Peach. Just a beautiful, sprawling pop song. I know there's an album on the way. Can you describe in 3 words only the best song on it?
Okay. We wrote it in Nicaragua when we were on this awesome writing
trip.
That's
more than 3 words, Georgia.
Do you want the story? Or?
Yes, we want the story.
Do you even want it to tell
you
about it?
Do you want us to elaborate on it?
You needed to stop it. We wrote it. That was the end. No, please tell me.
We wrote it.
Because Nicaragua. Why did you go to Nicaragua?
Our producer from the last 2 records, Joel Little, he curated this writing camp at this beautiful place called Madeiras Village.
Just in the jungle with the monkeys and the butterflies and tree huts.
I think it was like 18 producers/artists/writers, and it was right by the sea, so we'd walk down like the little driveway down to the ocean for the sunset every night and go for a swim in the ridiculously warm water. And
it's just like the craziest sunset you've ever seen. It's just like you feel like if you walk in, you're like,
you're
just going to go to heaven and never be able to come back.
We kind of wrote a song about that on the album too, about like how we're walking in this super warm water and we're all wading in together like as a group and none of us are really talking and we're just like kind of like, wow, do you think if we keep walking, we'll reach the sun?
Love you guys so much. Thank you again.
Thanks so much.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Ariana Grande, she's one of her faves and she's just released a new song. And most artists will, you know, diss their exes when they drop a song and they break up. But for her, she's made a song about what her exes have taught her.
That's actually a very mature approach from Ariana. And meanwhile, her ex-boyfriend goes on the television like 30 minutes after this song comes out and talks about her and makes jokes about her in the promo for it.
Yeah, that's so bad because if you love someone, you'd show them some respect even after you break up. There's no need for that.
Exactly. And I must note that he made jokes about it in the promo for the little thing they play during the week to tease the show. And then during the show, he actually said that he's got no hard feelings and wishes her all the best and then moved on with the show. So he was reasonably mature. I just decided that I don't like him now.
Yeah, I don't think I could date a comedian.
No, especially like comedian who talks about for lack of a better word, topical things, like things that are in the news, especially when he's in the news all the time now.
Exactly. And also Ariana Grande took to Twitter that she is going to go on tour for her Sweetener tour over in the States. There's dates for that, but nothing for like in Europe or over in Australia yet. But that's pretty cool.
We're always the last one to get him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Talking to someone about this the other day, you know how Shawn Mendes announced his tour dates for Australia like 18 months before it's even going to happen this time next year? It's like, that's what, if every artist did that, like announced the whole world at the same time, we'd never be happy because everyone would still be 18 months away because we're always going to be the last people they visit.
And you don't know what you're doing in 18 months.
Exactly.
You know, really.
I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in 18 months. I mean, I hope I am, but we'll see.
And she's back on Twitter. She's on fire on there. I love this tweet that she did. So she was like, remember when I was like, hey, I have no tears left to cry, and the universe was like, ha, bitch, you thought.
I feel like she's getting the tears out the best way she possibly can, making great songs, doing great performances, and now going on tour again to belt her heart out every night. It's awesome. Mm.
This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. This Week Tonight, double whammy.
Probably the most iconic double whammy we've ever done. I'm putting it out there, Gemma Maddox.
I'm so excited for this.
We're 23 weeks into this show, and this is the first time that we've played Kylie Minogue. How has this happened? That's almost 6 months of broadcasting without Kylie content.
I would like to play it every week if we could.
I know. That can be a segment for our 2019 show. When we'll have like a little break over summer, come back, and then there'll be a Kylie segment in every show. Yeah. The reason we want to do a double whammy of Kylie hits is because she's touring!
Yay!
She's going to be here around Mardi Gras time, which is always a good sign that she could be performing live at the Mardi Gras after party. So she's going to be here around March. She's going to be playing at A Day on the Green in Bimbadjan and the wineries up in the Hunter Valley, which is going to be phenomenal. Also doing the big arena shows at the ICC Theatre in Sydney in March. You can get your tickets right now from Frontier Touring. These shows are just going to be phenomenal. Seeing her live
in that setting at the winery, there's something about it where I'm like, that's just going to be perfect. And the support act, Gemma Maddox. The support act. Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
It's going to be the gayest day of my life. So them, and also a really cool artist called Hatchie, who is an up-and-comer at the moment, who makes really similar music to the stuff that Kylie has started making lately, which is slightly more stripped back, slightly more sort of country twang to it, but still pure, beautiful pop stuff.
This Week Tonight with Gemma Nick Kelly.